Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, it's 11 at 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right, time to stock up for the weekend. Kick back, relax. You want the best with imports, domestics, and microbrews? It's Brewers Outlet. Wine coolers are always great. Water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there at the register. Store's really well laid out. Easy to navigate. Plenty of help there. And plenty of help to get the cases out to the car when you need to. Plenty of help. And plenty of free parking, too. And the pickle bar is second to none. Pickle bar is incredible. Love the dills, love the barrels. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
And a fly ball to center field. Turner going back, way back, and it is off the wall. In to score is Kendrick. And Ruiz comes around to score. Arriving at third base with a triple is Justin Turner. And the Dodgers take a 4-1 lead.
Charlie Steiner with the call on the Dodgers radio network. What a night for Justin Turner. Big night. That triple there. He also had the at-bat of the night that probably put Max Scherzer out of the game, maybe an inning earlier than he should have gone. He had a 14-pitch at-bat against Scherzer in the fifth inning. 14 pitches. When it looked like Scherzer had enough to get through seven and may even a little bit to get to the eighth? No. First pitch of the seventh inning, Jock Peterson homered, and that was it. He was done because the pitch limit was just so high. What a night for Turner. That's our play-by-play call of the day. Time now to bring in Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Attitude-wise, Tony, where are the Steelers right now, attitude-wise?
You know, I think they're in a pretty good place attitude-wise. I mean, again, sometimes there is something to be said and something to be learned from a good old-fashioned butt-kicking. Yeah. And Pittsburgh certainly got that a couple of weeks ago. I think it can be humbling if done the right way. They responded, well to it. They survived a trap game last week, and they've lost a lot of those under Mike Tomlin, a game where, a team comes into town who the Steelers are clearly better than. The Steelers should have no problem with them. And we've seen Mike Tomlin's team lose those games, I don't want to say more often than not, but on a consistent basis, let's at least say that. And they did take care of business. Now, part of the reason I think that maybe they were able to take care of business against the Jets and why their attitude is good is because they are so banged up and the focus has to be high. There's nothing to kind of let down because they are, if you're not a backup, chances are either the guy to the right or the left of you is a reserve. That was at least the case last week. I think that they've done well with a lot of guys out of the lineup, some self-inflicted, some not self-inflicted. And, I think the attitude is pretty good right now. I think that they do finally feel, I think it was a bit of a bumpy ride the first year or two under Todd Haley. And when I say that, I don't just mean Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, really the entire team. Mike Tomlin did not want to change offensive coordinators, and he did. And, I think that they finally are in a good place as far as that goes right now. And, what they've done with the offensive line is certainly gives you plenty of reason to feel good, and they've got a good defensive line. If you have those two things, chances are you're going to have a pretty good football team, and I think they feel that way about themselves.
What's the domino effect that makes the offense better in dominoes with Le'Veon Bell out there?
Yeah, I mean, Le'Veon Bell, I don't know what more you can say about him. I don't think you can be to me it's hard to overstate his importance to this team. Yes, D'Angelo Williams has been very, very good in his stead. But, you know, Bell just, he's one of the better football players, I think, in the NFL, not just one of the better running backs.
Right. That's a good point. That's a really good, that's a really good statement. I agree with that. There's a big difference between people realize, you know, that there's a difference between an athlete and a football player.
Yeah, you know, and he just does so much. He just fits into everything that the offense wants to do. And, you know, again, the guy obviously has some maturity issues off the field. But when he's on the field, he doesn't have those issues. It's really quite something how he's bought into everything they ask him to do. You know, his rushing numbers may not be as good as other running backs could be because he's playing wide receiver half the time, and he's going to catch 5, 6, 7, 8 passes a game. He's going to do a ton of blocking. He's exceptional at it. He's great in blitz pickup. Right. So all those things, you know, just, you know, I think everybody can look to, you know, to him and almost breathe a sigh of relief knowing that they've got a guy who can do so many different things on the field when he's out there.
And he sure can. There's no question about that. What about the secondary play of the Steelers? They get challenged a fair amount. Do you think they're holding up better?
Yeah, I think they are. And I think some of that is, you know, is just comes down to confidence. You know, Ross Cockrell is a guy who is now, you know, went into this season as a starting cornerback. Last year, he was a guy who was getting cut, you know, and just getting picked up and trying to prove his worth. You know, William Gay is a pro's pro. He is a, about a year ago, he was really the only cornerback on this team that was, you know, a legitimate NFL cornerback. You know, but he's solid. Mike Mitchell's healthy. Mike Mitchell hadn't been healthy the past two seasons. Now he's healthy. And I think Mitchell and Gay are better players when they see that there are players around them that, A, are, you know, legitimate NFL players, not that they're good secondary players, safeties or otherwise, but they're legitimate NFL players. They feel like they belong. I think Gay and Mitchell can breathe a bit of a sigh of relief knowing that they have quality players or at least competent players around them. And also, those guys aren't taxed with every play making sure that their partner is doing the right thing, is in the right place, is understanding the defense. I think that was a big issue the past couple of years for those two guys. So they've got a little bit more depth. And, you know, they're really lunch pail guys, some of them. You know, you have Justin Gilbert, who has kind of turned into a lunch pail guy because he's failed as a star. And that's the only way for him to continue to earn an NFL paycheck is to kind of fit that description. So I think he's trying to fit in that way. You know, Robert Golden is you know, the epitome of that lunch pail type of a guy. So, yeah, I think the secondary is better. But, again, I'm going to go right back to the defensive line. They are getting a little bit of – not a ton of pressure on the quarterback, but they've got a good, solid defensive line now. They've got some depth along that defensive line. And, you know, everywhere you look in the game of football, a good defensive line means at least a better secondary.
You have – you talked about the Jets game maybe being a trap game. Is this an even bigger one with Miami because Brady and the Patriots are coming in the week after?
Yeah, no question. I think it is a trap game. And, in fact, it's funny because I was sort of thinking of this game as being a trap game when I realized, well, geez, I guess the Jets game was kind of a trap as well. But, yeah, no question. You know, I don't think it's as big a deal in the NFL. I don't think teams look past teams like they do in high school and college. I think just, you know, the youth is something that just lends itself to that a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, the Steelers, you know, listen, Steve, for everything that Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers have accomplished in the past decade, they have only gone to Super Bowls when they've not had to face New England.
Right.
And, you know, as good as, and listen, I think Ben Roethlisberger is a fantastic quarterback. I think he's a Hall of Famer. And I will back him up and support him in a lot of arguments. But, you know, Tom Brady gets the better of him every time. Now, that's a big club that Roethlisberger's in. There's a lot of people that Tom Brady gets the better of.
Ask Peyton Manning. Manning, okay. Manning finally got the last laugh. Finally.
Exactly. And right, it took a career. So, yeah, I mean, this is 2 weeks from now is no question. It's a big game. It's a measuring stick type game for the Steelers. And there's no question that they know that. I don't know that they're necessarily looking past Miami. But, again, you know, you have to think that way because they have a history of losing these types of games under Mike Tomlin. And, yeah, you know, there's no doubt that New England game is a measuring stick. And if they lose that game, you know, they'll be sitting at, let's suppose they win this week and lose next week.
Right.
5-2 is a fine place to be. That's not really a problem to be 5-2 after seven games in the NFL. But again, You know, they're going to be behind the team that they hate to be behind, and even more that the fans hate to see them behind.
Right. Penguins raised the Stanley Cup banner last night at the, I don't know, whatever the sponsor of the month is, arena down in Pittsburgh. But, I mean, no Crosby. But, I mean, you know, it sounds like that's going to work out. But what's your initial thought on this team and where they are this season?
Well, you know, obviously there's a lot of confidence, and the fans are pretty excited. And, you know, there's really no – can't think of a better way to come into a season than being the defending champs. Obviously, having Sidney Crosby healthy would be a little bit better, and it is a little bit scary because of the, you know, the type of injury. But like you said, it seems like this is going to be something he can overcome relatively quickly. All that said, to me, the interesting thing to watch with the Penguins is they won because of speed last year. They turned their team into a, you know, the kind of a team that nobody could keep up with, but they only had to do that from January on. Now, can they play at that pace for a full season, and can they do that, you know, not just from January on, but can they do it from September on, after having played all the way into June and after having, you know, their best players, you know, play in the World Cup of Hockey? So to me, that's going to be the interesting thing. Can they? It was a sprint to the finish last year, quite literally, for the Penguins, but can they keep up that kind of pace for a full season?
Interesting. One final question, and I'll let you go, Tony. The depth of the Penguins organization, and this is a question I asked Josh Getzlaf earlier in the week, but I'll ask you about this. In the old days when there were, I mean, this is the 50th season of the Penguins, okay? And when the Penguins began, that increased the NHL from 6 to 12 teams. Back in that era, the AHL had some dynamite hockey. I mean, great hockey, because you had a whole bunch of guys that weren't playing in the NHL, playing in the AHL. How deep is the Penguin organization at this stage, and how impressed are you by that depth?
Well, you know, it's kind of been funny because about 3 or 4 years ago, all we talked about was their depth on the blue line. They have so many good young defensemen.
Right.
You know, they were almost overflowing with all these good young defensemen. Well, you know, you look around now, and a lot of those guys are gone, you know, having been traded for prospects. Some didn't work out. You know, one of the top guys was a healthy scratch last night, Derek Pouliot, and he probably is going to be the seventh defenseman for the better part of the season unless something turns around for him. So that's an area where we thought they were going to have tons of depth, and it didn't really work out that way. We thought that they were bereft of talent up front, and yet they win the Stanley Cup last year because they have so many rookies up front who contributed in a big way in meaningful moments, and they have way more depth up front than I ever thought they did. I mean, Scott Wilson is a very, very good young player who is going to have a difficult time getting on the ice this year, no question. So, yeah, you know, I think that they've done a very good job cultivating some of this depth. I think that especially up front, they have found some depth that maybe they didn't realize that they had. And you know what? You have to give some of these players credit for going from, you know, borderline NHL-type players to guys who are playing on, you know, top six roles on a Stanley Cup team. So not only have they done a pretty good job finding the depth, but I think a lot of these players have to be given credit as well for developing their game to the fullest, you know, to their fullest potential.
Tony, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Steve. You do the same.
Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, back with more in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070. And Chicoutimi back in action tonight at 7 o'clock, 6:30 the airtime with Mike Ferlazzo and the coach, Dick Hort. Milton will be in action tonight on Talk Radio 1380 WMLP. Lewisburg is going to be playing at Susquehanna University tonight on 100.9 The Valley. And then Sealands Grove at 7 o'clock with a 6 o'clock airtime at Eagle 107 this evening. And then Sean with the scoreboard after the game. So Sean logging some heavy hours today, the heavy innings.
Fridays minimum 10, 12 Fridays a season now. A little busy for me, but we'll take it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, we don't go to the bullpen. I mean, we don't run five pitchers in to take care of one score each. Do them all.
You say, how's your Friday going? I'm in lockdown. We're here for the night. We're ready to go.
There you go. This week's Antonio Brown honoree on his cleats will be Jose Fernandez. And he'll also honor Kimbo Slice. So it'll be Fernandez on his right shoe and Kimbo Slice on his left. So there you go. D. Gordon and Tom Kohler both appreciating what he's going to do. The NFL, of course, will eventually make him take it off. So far, Brown has paid $46,000 in fines through 5 weeks. The only person we know at the radio station that can handle that kind of fine would be the suit.
You would think.
Well, mini suit's the best kid, dressed kid in school. So, yeah. So that's what he's going to do. I mean, you would figure after a couple series, I'll tell him to take them off. Because have you seen the pictures of it?
The new ones he's going to wear Sunday, I have not.
Yeah, Kimbo Slice is white in the front with a pink trim, the Nike swoosh, and a picture of Kimbo Slice. On one side, it's orange. The other side, it's aqua. Now, those are the Dolphins' colors.
Oh, they're slick.
Yeah, but they're the Dolphins' colors on the shoes.
Yeah, like on the back end, the heels. Yeah.
Well, the oranges, too.
Yeah.
All right. And then the baseball one is the trim is actually done like a baseball seam. And then it has this number 16 on it and the picture of Jose Fernandez.
He's got to reveal who's doing his kicks for him. Doing a phenomenal job. Man, they're awesome.
Well, Roger Goodell doesn't think they're awesome. Look, these are paying tribute to people. Whatever. D. Gordon sent him a nice tweet. He tweeted back, "Thank you, D. My thoughts and prayers are with you all. Your home run is one of the most beautiful moments in sports history." That's classy. Very classy. So. Oh, well. Yep. See how the NFL handles this. I'm sure they'll just sit there and look at him and go, "Hey, you evil man, take those shoes off."
I think this is probably either his first or second game in Florida. I mean, obviously heading back home to Miami. Doesn't get down there too long. Doesn't get down there too much to play. Being a out-of-division foe.
Right.
So, yeah, had to buy a lot of tickets for friends and fam for that game. He can swing that.
Well, unfortunately, they're going to come up short on tickets. You want to know why? All the fines. All right. sorry, I'd like to get you in, but they keep fining me for my shoes and celebrations in the end zone. Now, I do know one way to stop his celebrations in the end zone. You know what that is? Don't let him score. There's one for you. Let's try that one.
He didn't go too nuts on his touchdown catch last weekend. He found someone, looked like it was someone who was holding up an Antonio Brown fathead and went over and gave the fan the ball in the front row.
And that's fine. One of them I told you I thought he crossed the line a little bit. And he deserved to get fined for that. The shoe thing? No. I mean, it's a pair of shoes, for goodness sakes. This league is not fun.
I did not watch any of that game last night, by the way.
No, I watched some of it. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I was flipping between the baseball and it was great to hear Kenny Albert call the game last night in between. Yeah, it was great. He had two nights in a row with Doc Emmerich, and Doc flying into the Berg last night for Pens and Caps. So
yeah. So,
but much needed win for the Chargers last night. Who knows if they would have lost that last night? Would Mike McCoy be out of a job today?
Well, you could tell by the relief on his face at the end of the game when Denver was driving. Now, they needed a touchdown and a two-point conversion to tie, but Chargers have found all these ways to lose close games. That's a big win for them last night. The defense, for the most part, for Denver, for San Diego, played really well last night. Give them a lot of credit. Give them a lot of credit. Jays and Indians start their series tonight. Josh Tomlin was supposed to start game two, cut his finger. So he's not going to pitch game two. Terrific. It's the playoffs. You'd think you'd be more careful, but I don't know. That's just me.
True refreshment can come in many forms. But it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Need to stock up for the weekend. Do it tonight. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there at the register. And the pickle bar is second to none. Love the barrels, love the dills. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hubble's Wharf. Guy comes up to me last night. Good friend of mine, Gary. Travels back and forth a lot. And he says, you know how disappointing it is to know that you're in the Sunbury Motors studio and you're not, I know you're not sitting in Sunbury. I said, well, how do you want me to do this? Osmosis? Well, how? I said, do you like the show or not? He goes, oh, no, I love the show. I said, well, this is the only way I can do it. He goes, I'm just trying to make a point. I said,
do we know that?
And you have. All right, let's bring my brother Kevin in, the mystic from the East. Welcome. First of all, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Good.
Never better.
Good. So, I'm glad to hear that. That means a lot.
Feelings coming back, and I'm good.
Good. So, love it. All right. Yeah. That
how
is
you,
great news.
How are you feeling?
I feel great.
Good.
You know,
good.
Got my feet up here, just ready to make some picks and throw some darts and see if any of them hit the board.
You in your underwear too?
No, gray slacks, green golf shirt.
Oh, so. Okay. No, I'm not either. I'm in shorts and a sweatshirt.
There you go. That is a typical weekend garb right there. All right.
Yeah, save one for the whole week. That's pretty good.
Well, it's that time of year, you know. You know, little chilly to be in the morning, gets warm in the afternoon, and back on.
I'm going to try and get 90 minutes of golf in when I'm done here tonight. So.
Well, you said that last Friday. So.
Well, and I didn't.
I know.
But tonight I will.
Then the famous Greg Brady line, something suddenly came up. And you had to fulfill an obligation. So.
No, I was told I had to go someplace.
Well, so. I was being nicer when I said something suddenly came up.
We're going. Okay.
I'm staying on her good side.
Well, so was I. I thought I was just diplomatic there.
Right. All right. You were.
But I'm playing golf tonight.
A beautiful night for that.
Are
All right.
you really playing golf tonight?
Yeah.
I haven't played golf in like 15 years.
I played, what do you think, Sean, 50 to 60 rounds?
This summer alone, sure. Yep.
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, I don't even know if I could hit the ball.
Oh, there's some days where I don't think so either.
Yeah, he's told me that too off air.
Still throwing it.
there's some days where I don't think I can hit it, and there are other days where you're so dialed in, you're like, wow, you know. I mean, I broke 80 twice this year. So,
do you remember that time at Grassmere? I forget what hole we were out of. The guy drove it. He yells four, and he hit you.
Yes, I remember.
And you remember where he hit you?
Wasn't it a good spot?
Ding dong. Four. Ooh.
It was that dog leg hole, the sixth hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only par five in the course.
Wouldn't you know it?
Dropped him like a rock.
Well,
I think that's why I haven't played since. I'm afraid.
Well, at least I didn't hit him. I got hit, so. It would have been worse.
You're
it would have been worse
than I am.
I didn't say anything to him. So.
No, he was way behind. I don't even know why he hit.
So. I don't know why he did either.
He's probably still there.
But so. I was on the ground.
Yeah, you were. I was laughing so hard.
Hey,
are you all right?
remember that support system I talked about earlier? Right, John?
Right.
How important it is to have it. Yeah. It wasn't there that day.
Thousand miles away.
That happened again when you were playing in, the All-Star game in Little League? You were first base.
I did. I got a ground ball that.
God, not again.
Cursed.
Oh my God, I'm dying here. Go ahead. I
feel like I'm having a therapy session.
All right, and bring the leader back down to reality here. Kevin's 29 and 18. Brother Steve is cutting the lead from 6 down to 4, thanks to his 5-3 performance last weekend. So Kevin's sitting at 29 and 18. I'm at 26 and 21, and Steve is at 25 and 22 after 6 weeks.
All right.
So let's jump into week number 7. We've had North Carolina. We've been picking them the last few weeks. They're on the docket here this week, too, and they take on Miami.
Who's first?
Maybe you go. You go first, Kevin. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you may not like this, but I agree with this. Miami's no longer the underachieving Al Golden team. I mean, they've always had talent, and now the talent's good. I think Miami at home by 7.
Yeah, I felt bad for the kicker last week missing that extra point. That would have been a great primetime moment for Mark Richt. Tar Heels are ranked 113th against the run. I'm taking Miami.
North Carolina's been one of the bigger disappointments to me all season. I realize they played in a hurricane last week, but there's no way I thought they would have lost to Virginia Tech. I like Brad Kaya, the quarterback, a lot at Miami. I think they're back. I think they win.
Okay, and also in the 3:30 window tomorrow, we've got Alabama and Tennessee.
Tennessee's just—I think they've allowed too many games to get away from them, and you're not going to do that against Alabama and win the game. So Alabama's going to blow them out. So
Alabama just keeps getting better and better and better, and that is scary. I've got Bama.
Josh Dobbs is 5th in the nation in touchdowns produced with 20, but he also is number 1 in the nation in most fumbles with 7. Alabama's recovered 13 fumbles this year. Giveaway, takeaway, it is Alabama. Yeah.
And we will stay in the SEC. We've got Ole Miss at Arkansas.
This is even as it gets. Both quarterbacks have played very well, but I give the edge to Chad Kelly because I like his Uncle Jim. You got to have a reason.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'll play off what you just said, Kevin. You know, with Chad Kelly, they're getting great offensive balance 180 and 263 yards rushing the last two games. I'll stick with Ole Miss.
Ole Miss is outscoring opponents by an average of 18 points per first half. They're being outscored by 6 points per game in the second half. The reason is that they're a +4 giveaway takeaway in the first half and a -6 giveaway takeaway in the second half. Arkansas has played a lot of ranked teams. But they're not very good at playing them. This is the 22nd one. I think they're 6-15 in the previous 21 under Brett Bielema. Now look at Saban. Saban's 19-5 in the previous 24 he's played. It's amazing. But the game is at Arkansas. I'm not big on the Ole Miss bandwagon. I'm going with Arkansas to win.
Wow, good for you.
So that's 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Then we stay in prime time. It is Ohio State as Wisconsin.
That's a tough one. Tough. Wisconsin's at home, and the place is going to be electric. Wisconsin's well-rested. They're coming off a bye week. The problem is, and I think this is the key to the game, they're eighth in the Big Ten and stopping in rushing. And Ohio State second in the Big Ten and stopping the run. And if you can't run the ball against Ohio State, you can't win. It's going to be close, but I got Ohio State.
Urban Meyer undefeated in Big Ten road games, 22-0. Buckeyes here.
Yep.
The one game that Wisconsin lost, Wisconsin is averaging 35 minutes a possession per game. That's wow. Big for them. But the one game they lost was to Michigan. They had the ball 24 minutes in that game.
Yeah.
So when it comes to ball, and neither quarterback, doesn't matter if it's Houston or Hornibrook, it doesn't matter. The numbers are pretty much the same in that offense when they play. Barrett really struggled. I watched the Indiana tape this week because I'm looking at Ohio State already. They really struggled throwing the football last week. Mm-hmm. Really struggled. But not the running game. And you know what? As Jack Ham always says, your running game travels. Okay? They'll do jump in the third quarter, but there may not be as many people in the stands to do it. Ohio State wins.
Do you think they would play down to Indiana?
No.
No.
No, it is the timing of the pass game, Kev, looked off. I mean, because I think Barrett is good. I mean, he's, mm-hmm. he's not a great thrower, but he's a good thrower.
Right.
And his ability to run makes him a better thrower because he draws coverage into spots that people don't want to be. Mm-hmm. Last week against Indiana, his footwork just seemed a little bit off, and he just was missing. And I felt he did that the week before, too. But they run the ball so well, and they're so opportunistic defensively. That's the part that really impresses me.
It's just outstanding. And Urban Meyer. He's going to find their weakness, and he's going to beat it to death. You know?
Oh, yeah, he does a good job with it. And what I said, you'll hear next week when he does his press conference, he will say that for the second straight week, his team has to face a team in the bye week going on the road when he comes in here next week.
No. Oh, you got a bye this week?
Yeah, not playing. That's why I'm playing golf. That's why I'm playing golf tonight.
Oh, good.
All right, let's move to the.
Take nothing away from Wisconsin. That's a darn good team.
No. Yeah. Good team. The atmosphere will be awesome, but I think by near the end of the third quarter, it's going to become obvious who wins.
Yeah, they got too much talent. Okay.
Now to the pros for Sunday. 1 o'clock, not prime time. 1 o'clock on Sunday. Cincinnati and the home opener for Tom Brady, the Patriots.
This is the weirdest place to live in the world, but I'll tell you, just because he doesn't answer a Donald Trump question, he's all over the. It's just insane. I cannot bet against Tom Brady. I got New England, and I'm not a Cincinnati. Any big game they play, they lose. So, New England.
New England here too.
Brady will bury them.
Yep.
I mean bury them.
Yeah. He's pissed. Yep. There's no getting around it.
Wrong place, wrong time for Cincinnati.
He finally gets back, and then they start ranking on him because of Donald Trump. And that's just crazy stuff.
Yep. So.
All right, same time, 1 o'clock on Sunday on Eagle 107, Philadelphia Eagles heading to the Redskins.
This, to me, is an even game. I like Washington. It's an even game, and I took Washington – And then I panicked. Well, I didn't really panic. There's worse things in life.
Exactly.
I started crying. I was all over. It was awful. I went to bed and said, I'll look at it in the morning.
Yeah, right.
I'm taking the Eagles. I got to see this kid get beat down before I go against them. I think the Eagles are a very solid football team besides the quarterback. So.
Yep. I've got Philly as well.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Redskins to win it. I just think that the last couple of weeks they played really well, and I also think Kirk Cousins is now playing better.
Yep.
Okay, now we go to some of the couple of the 4 o'clock games. Kansas City at the Raiders. Kansas City coming off their bye.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'm trying. I messed up here. Okay.
I can go first if you want.
No, go ahead. No, okay. I'll go.
Okay.
This is good radio. Yeah. Ohio State against Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I'll go. Go ahead, Sean.
Okay, I'll go.
You pick.
All right, Alex Smith, 7-1 with 18 touchdowns and 3 interceptions versus the Raiders in his career. You couple that with Andy Reid. I mean, what was the thing you always hear about Andy Reid when he was in Philly? Yeah. He was terrific after a bye week. His career mark is 15-2. Steve, this was the game I was kind of waffling about at first. I'm going Kansas City.
I really, you know what? I really like the Raiders. I really do.
That was my original pick, too.
I know all the stats say otherwise, but Derek Carr, I think, has played well. I think the Raiders are rounding into a really good team. I'll go with them.
Yeah, I went back and forth. Again, Oakland's fun. They're a fun team, and I love the quarterback, Derek Carr. He can carry a team. They can be down. He can bring it back, or they can blow out. And Alex Smith is a very good quarterback, but can he carry a team to a victory?
No.
By himself. And I just think that's the difference, is the quarterback. So I got Oakland.
All right, one more to go, and it's the Big Fox Nationwide game, 425, Dallas and Green Bay.
Where's that game?
That is at Green Bay.
This is quite the game. Dallas, again, of all the years, you always hated them. Now, you know what, they're kind of fun to watch with the young guys playing. This is Dallas's biggest test yet, and to me, Green Bay has no signature win yet. I mean, 2 weeks ago, everybody was burying them, and now all of a sudden they're going to the Super Bowl again. Dallas has had a signature win every week. So I think Prescott continues to impress, and with a great running game, I got Dallas by 7.
I think it was funny just hearing Jerry Jones earlier this week when he was talking about, well, when Tony's healthy, you're going to have Tony back, and pretty much said, yeah, then the next day kind of backtracked a little bit. But it's just,
there's no way. There's just no way you can bring him back. I don't. Hey, that's life. Get over it.
It is so rare for a rookie quarterback and a rookie running back in the starting lineup doing both so well.
Yeah.
They got to stumble. They got to stumble somewhere. I'm taking Green Bay.
Tony Romo replaced Drew Bledsoe. And, of course, Bledsoe was replaced by Brady.
Replaced Drew Bledsoe.
Right. So if I were Romo, I'd be calling Bledsoe just for advice because he's done. All right. But one thing that that Dak Prescott has not done, Dak Prescott has not made mistakes.
No, one fumble.
In that venue, the door's open to one or two. I'm going to go Green Bay.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow. This is going to be a big game. This has a nerve-wracking game.
Prescott hasn't thrown the long ball yet.
Well, no, Ben Bryant hasn't really been there, but he did last week. I don't know all the names. Number 11?
Hogan? No, Williams.
Williams?
He's got Cole Beasley. Williams. Beasley's 11, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? But most of their guys are possession guys outside of Dez Bryant. That's why he's not throwing the long ball.
This is what I think. And I said this last week or the week before. His offensive line is working as hard as they've ever worked because he's back there. And because the rookie running back's back there, Zeke. Right. If Tony Romo gets back there, they take plays off. Because Tony will run away. Tony will make it happen. He'll break the play down. The play will get crazy. He'll throw it across the field. Oh, what a great pass, la, la, la. And the line doesn't have to worry. They have to do their jobs, which is making them a solid team. The team that they've been the last 4 or 5 years. But they've always had the... This kid's good. He's real good.
He is good. You know, and I won't discount one other thing, too. Defensively... You cannot put a price on having Sean Lee healthy.
He's healthy the first
and
year.
And Sean Lee is one of the, to me, when he's healthy, he's one of the top 30 defensive players in the league.
And you see how well respected he is. It's huge that he's out there. They're a really good football team. They're solid.
Well, Kev,
anyway.
Kev, enjoy the football.
That's why I'm taking them, and you guys aren't.
Our swing game right here.
How about them Cowboys? All right. I'll go back in my cave.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Judge Judy, we said hi.
I will. She's not happy today, boy.
All right, we'll wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Every 41 seconds, someone purchases an F-Series truck. Hurry to Sundary Motors Trucktoberfest before someone gets your truck.
Now
is the best time to buy your next new Ford truck from SMC.
Choose from over four city blocks of new Fords.
See for yourself why Sundary Motors has sold over 40,000 trucks. Trucktoberfest means savings up to 12 and a half grand on new F-150s. Every new F-150 at SMC will be equipped with a genuine Ford bedliner and a complimentary tonneau cover. Trucktoberfest means $4,000 off every 2017 Ford Escape, and they're priced as low as $20,880. Trucktoberfest means 0% financing for up to 72 months is available. Trucktoberfest means the best time to buy your next new Ford truck. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. It's Sunbury Motors Trucktoberfest, so hurry in before someone gets your truck.
What a great week, fun week. Coming up next week, Jack Hamm will join us. Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of Ohio State football. Tony Knopf, the CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management on the business of sports. And Stanley Jackson from BTN, all on next week's shows. And we've only scratched the surface on the lineup for next week. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Stock up for the weekend. Do it now. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. For Sean Carey, Steve Jones, thanks for joining us on News Radio 1070 WKOK. We're 90 minutes away from the airtime for Shikellamy football.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.